Okay, we're up to Baal Korean. Very good. Okay. Reish Gimel, page Reish Gimel, Halacha Reish Chav Tes, Hamisane B'Shabbos Tainis Chaloim. There is Halacha that if a person has a bad dream, he's allowed to fast. You're allowed to fast even on the Holy Shabbos. You're allowed to fast. And what is the law? If a person indeed does fast on Shabbos, he has to fast another day to make it up for the fasting. So it's first Friday night you have a bad dream. So what do you do? So Shabbos day you fast. But then you've done an Avera. You've done an Avera by fasting on the Holy Shabbos. So you need Kapara for that Avera. So what's the Kapara? To fast on Sunday. A Tainis Letanisai. That's called a Tainis Letanisai. And so why would a person want to do that? Because he's so scared. Pachat Pachadim. We don't appreciate this, but in ancient times, person had dreams, it meant a lot to them. And a bad dream is very, very frightening, and they would fast. The Chazal say a fast to a dream, when a person fasts in a bad dream, it's like fire to flax. It can destroy instantly any bad prediction, bad message that was sent in that dream. It's an opportunity. A bad dream is an opportunity in order to be mevatel la gzeira ra'ah very easily. All a person has to do is fast. And it's such a sakana to fast and to be mevatel this gzeira ra'ah. You can fast even on Shabbos. How could you do that? But it says the Chazal, v'karasa l'Shabbos oineg. The Nevi'im said that Shabbos, they have joy, covered Shabbos, oineg Shabbos. You're not treating Shabbos with the proper respect. What could I do? Oinish Shachmana Patre, I better be Machal one Shabbos in order to live many more Shabbos. But you need Kapara. And the Kapara is you have to fast on Sunday to be Mechaper for the Avera of fasting on Shabbos.
What?
Yeah, 2 days in a row. Mitzoy Shabbos, Malav Malka, you can eat. Malav Malka, when it says that they fast by Esther 3 days in a row, does that mean they fasted 72 hours non-stop? Not Mestaver. It means at night they ate.
Well,
not so partial with the
high.
Oh, no, so that's the Lila Vium. Okay, I take it back then. Okay, I'm sorry, take it back. Okay. That was an exception. It says in Shulchan Aruch, that you're supposed to fast the 8th day of Teves, the 9th day of Teves, and the 10th day of Teves. 3 days in a row. You know anyone that does that over here today? Okay, no, a healthy person does it today, but how can you possibly do it today? Eat at night. Eat at night, it's possible. So here as well, a person fasts on Sunday, but the problem is the next day, Sunday is Rosh Chodesh. So what are you going to do now? Let's say it's Cholamayit. So what do you do? What are you going to do on Sunday? It's another day. So should you fast on Sunday when it's Rosh Chodesh, it's Chanukah, it's Purim, it's Cholamayit? So the Sefer Chassidim Paskins Lo Yisane, do not fast on Sunday. Delay the Tainis Letanisa until after Rosh Chodesh, until after Yom Tov. Ella Achar Kach Yisane Yomechad Al Shehisana B'Shabbes. Aval Im Hisana B'Yom Tov B'Shvil Chaloyim Uvi Yom Tov Acharon L'Mochar Yisane. Incredible Chiddush. This is something which a lot of Mefarshim are very worked up about. This is a very, very yesodistic piece of information from the Sefer Chassidim, who is a Rishon, which has opened up the eyes, and that is the 2 days of Yom Tov. In Chutz Liaretz, we observe 2 days Yom Tov. Let's say a person fasts on the first day of Yom Tov. It's on Shabbos. Yom Tov Shechal Liyos B'Shabbos. And Sunday is also Yom Tov. It's Yom Tov Sheni Shel Golios. The second day Yom Tov. And why do we observe Yom Tov Sheni Shel Golios, even though we are experts in the calendar? Minog Avoseinu Biodeinu. So he says, you can fast. You're allowed to fast the Tainis Litanisai on the second day of Yom Tov. If a person fasts on the first day Yom Tov because he had a dream, the first day of Yom Tov, he has a bad dream. He's afraid. So what does he do? The next day, he does not eat, he fasts. How can you do that? I don't have a choice. But you violated the Kedusha of Yom Tov by fasting. Okay, I have to make it up. A Tainis Litanisai. So when's the next opportunity? The next day. But the next day is Yom Tov Sheni Shel Golios, the second day Yom Tov. So you can do it. You're allowed to fast on the second day Yom Tov. It's not as chomor as Chanukah and Purim. it's not as chamor as chol hamoed. Chol hamoed is more chamor. Would you believe this? Chol hamoed is more chamor. How could that be? Aval im hisane b'yom tov b'shvil chaloyim uv'yom tov acharon uv'yom tov acharon l'mochar yisanes. And I have to appreciate this, that this halach only applies then to the last day of Sukkot and the last day of Pesach and Shavuos, but does not apply to the first day Pesach and does not apply to the first day of Sukkot, because the first day Sukkot and second day Sukkot, even if it's not going to be Yom Tif, it's still going to be Chol HaMoed. And we just concluded that in Chol HaMoed you're not allowed to fast. You have to delay. So this halacha has to, only application, this halacha will then be to the last day of Sukkot, Shmini Atzeres, or to the last day of Pesach, Acharon Shel Pesach, or to the second day of Shavuos. Pili Ployim, unbelievable. A person, he fasts on Shvihi Shel Pesach, he's allowed to fast on Shmini, on Acharon Shel Pesach, a tainis letanisai. A person fasts on the seventh day of Sukkot. You're allowed to fast on Simchas Torah. Unbelievable. So it says, because Simchas Torah is Yom Tov Sheni Shel Golios, and that far Chazal did not go holding you back to a fast tainis letanisai on the second day of Shavuos. But in Echanami, on the first day Pesach, if a person fasts on the first day Pesach because of a bad dream at night, the second day Pesach, he can't fast. Because even if you're going to tell me the second day Pesach is only the Yom Tov Midin, Yom Tov Sheni, but it's still, it's Chol HaMoed. And Chol HaMoed, you anyway can't fast. Yeah.
We have a precedent about burial also on the second day of Yom Tov. You're allowed to do it.
Say it again.
A funeral?
Okay, in a Chanami, very good. So you're saying very good that this is going to be now, but this is going to be now another exception. Of the fact that you can bury the dead on the second day of Yom Tov is a tremendous chiddush, and it's something you cannot use to borrow from in any other halacha. I'll make it very, very clear. Don't go there. Take note of the fact that if a person that you're allowed, a Jew himself is allowed to get in the car, turn on the engine, go to the cemetery, open the grave, bury the body, cover the grave, and come back on Yom Tov Sheni Shel Golos. That's what it says in Shulchan Aruch. Okay, you're allowed to be mamish Al Yidei Yisrael. You're allowed to do this.
Drive back,
too? No. It's all included. I think it's all included. No?
No, you can't drive
back. You can't drive back?
We're knowing that the Goyim do it. My father's
right. We're not knowing this. Right. And now, Litvish Olam is knowing that Moshe was very, very tough on this. Moshe went all out. He held today. You're not allowed to do nothing, nothing, zero. Today there's refrigeration. The only reason why Chazal said you can do this is because of Nivul Hames. In ancient times, as soon as a person dies, the body begins to decay. There's disease. The body is disgusting. It's Nivul, and we know today that that brings disease. So when a person dies on Shabbos, so the most you're gonna have to wait, if a person does on Shabbos, is gonna be
after Shabbos.
It's gonna be 24 hours, and if a person does on Shabbos, you wait until Mitzvah Shabbos. But when it comes to Yom Tov, so if you're gonna have to wait. We have 2 days Yom Tov. You're gonna have to wait 48 hours. Or if a three day Yom Tov, Shabbos 2 days Yom Tov, you're gonna have to wait for more than 24 hours. Chazal did not want a person to wait to bury the dead body because the body will decay, and it's disgusting to the body and it's disgusting to society because of sakana. So the first day Yom Tov, Chazal said you cannot do it. But we lifted the restrictions of Amiro La'akum. A goy l'chatchilo can be told to bury a dead body on the first day of Yom Tov. On the second day of Yom Tov, being that it is only a minig avoseinu biyodeinu, there is no restriction, and the Jew himself can bury the dead body on the second day Yom Tov. Now, could you come back in the car? I don't know the answer. There are a lot of halachas that say if you can do it, you can come back. A guy does it. Well, a guy is a muksa. Muksa, maybe. I don't know the rules. So what's so bad if the guy does a tahara? What's so terrible? Look. What about who's going to do the burial? Today you go to a funeral, but a chassidish funeral, they make an announcement. No, if you didn't go to the mikvah, don't you dare touch the coffin. It's like they make you feel like it's like you're committing murder. if you touch the coffin, then you don't go to mikvah. Okay, but on Yom Tov, who buries the dead body? Even if a great Rebbe, let's say if the biggest Rebbe dies on the first day of Yom Tov, according to Shulchan Aruch, who is the one that touches the coffin and puts the coffin in the ground? A guy. So you see, it's not the end of the world if a guy touches a dead body. The world doesn't come to an end if a guy touches a dead body. So if a Jew didn't go to mikvah, touched the dead body, l'chayra, it shouldn't be the end of the world either. Right? Okay, go to the cemetery, is it kedai to put yourself, people that are not trained one day you go to a very big funeral and you have a lot of young boys and they it's well organized, they know what they're doing. Okay, so then they do it themselves. But if everyone there is a shemazel, what are you getting involved in things that can be very dangerous? And there are hundreds of stories of people who got hurt, who fell in to the grave, who got hurt. It's a lot of work to bury, to shovel. It's not a pashit. So what's so terrible if the guy does it? You let the goyim do it. That's what they're being paid for. Is the world going to come to an end if you let the goyim do it?
They wanted a kever Yisrael.
It is a kever Yisrael. Kever Yisrael means you're buried in a Jewish cemetery. Kever Yisrael means one thing only. You're buried in a Jewish cemetery. Your neighbors are Jewish. That's all it means.
Anyway,
there's no such thing anywhere in halacha that the Jew should be the one to bury the person. There's no mamash, no such thing. Not that I'm aware of. It's a Kabbalistic concept. Kabbalah. It's Kabbalah. Okay, it's very nice. It's very, very nice. You go to mikvah, not touch that. When you have these things, you know, you do it the right way. But there's a limit. You have to be responsible in these matters. And the proof is Yom Tov. In Shulchan Aruch it says, on the first day of Yom Tov, the one that buries the dead body is a goy, not a Jew. How can Chazal say that? You're going to let a goy touch the body and shovel? Are you talking? Where were Chazal? Haven't they ever gone to a funeral? Anyone who didn't go to mikvah, don't touch the coffin. Where were Chazal? They didn't come to share that day when they learned that lesson? Obviously, Chazal knew a lot more about the dead than we know. And they held it's not so terrible if the guy, and especially when you're dealing with matters that can be dangerous if you're not trained and prepared for that. I'm not talking about like, go to cemetery, there are 1,000 people. Like, okay. When Rav Shach was Nifter, I saw the video. Rav Shach, Zeichet Tzadik Livrach in Eretz Yisrael, when he was Nifter, so the everyone went to the cemetery. I don't know the numbers. But it seems like everyone went to the cemetery and it was not, the crowd control was not done well. Today they're much better at this. In Eretz Yisrael, when there are Rachman al-Islam large funerals, they're much better equipped. There's a whole mahalach today. They're very well organized today in Eretz Yisrael in these matters, unfortunately. But those days, years ago, they weren't so organized. And I saw the video, and you come to a cemetery that you can't fit there more than 50 people, and only about 10,000 people show up. Only about 10,000 people. So, to me, it was hilarious. It's a funeral. You saw in the video. It's crazy. People took earth from wherever they were. They pick up a clump of earth, and they threw it. Yeah! They just threw it. They wanted to be mekayim. The mitzvah of Kavartik Berenu, so they picked up earth, 200 feet away, they picked up off the ground, whatever they can find, they threw it. That's crazy. The whole thing was ridiculous. In any event, Rav Moshe Feinstein is very, very machmir, very, very hold that today there is no inyan of Nivul Hames, because today, Baruch Hashem, we have refrigerations. There are morgues by the goyim. Their bodies can stay in the refrigerator for months until they sort things out and they decide where and what, how they're going to bury the person. So by Jews, there's no harm done in waiting until Yom Tov is over completely. And absolutely no chilul Shabbos or Yom Tov should be done not by a Jew and not by a Goy. Zero, zilch, zippo. Once you start going to the cemetery, who's allowed to go to the cemetery? Just by according to Shulchan Aruch, just the people who need to go. What happens all the time? Oh, why only 10 people? All of a sudden there are 50 people going. Excuse me, you don't need 50 people to go. You only need a few. And who says you're allowed to go back? And who says you're allowed to do that? Where do you draw the line? And especially today, when there's no Nivul Hameis, the whole time doesn't apply. So Rav Moshe was very, very machmir that there should be absolutely no funerals taking place on Yom Tov, not the first day through Goyim, and not the second day through Yisrael. Nothing. Wait until Yom Tov is over and then start. The Hasidim, who did not accept Rav Moshe as their poisek, Ar Hayoyim Hazeh, they have funerals on Yom Tov. They do it. They do it all the time, and sometimes it raises people's eyebrows to see that things are being done which many feel is going way too far in what Chazal really had in mind. Time of Chazal, the cemetery was out in the field. It wasn't out traveling a two-hour drive far, far away. And how many people do you really need to go? And how many, the arrangements today are super complex. Have to be arranged, death certificate, and you have to make arrangements with the city, the state, all the rules, regulations, and they have to go out, call up the cemetery, and they dig very, very deep. Today, not like Tam Chazal, everything was a shallow grave. Today, they dig 6 feet, they dig even more, this, that.
It's 4.5.
4.5, okay, all different things. Also, the coffin, they didn't have coffins Tam Chazal. They buried the body the way it was. Today, even to close the coffin is a Malacha Deraisa. To close the coffin, they're banging nails. They're doing Malachas Deraisa, even to make the coffin, to prepare the coffin, to deliver the coffin. You're dealing over here with hundreds of issues that were not issues in time of Chazal. Who gave you the right to expand the scope of what it says in the Gemara in Shulchan Aruch, to say that you should take it upon yourself to do it today? It's a tremendous achrayus of what Hasidim do. It says in Shulchan Aruch, do it. So they do it. But you know, Rav Moshe felt, you know, when it says in Shulchan Aruch to do it, you have to take into consideration the time of when Chazal, the Gemara, where it comes from, and Shulchan Aruch, and it is so completely different today. Where are you going with this? And to say, okay, Kabbalah, we're all bikim muflogim in Zohar HaKadosh. And in the Zohar it says that the neshama, if it's not buried, is tsar, is azoy grois. So much tsar for the neshama every moment that it's not buried. Really? You really know what goes on? You're giving more chashivas to Teres HaNistar than Teres HaNigle? Teres HaNigle, there's a violation of numerous halachos, and everything is all based upon mamish and coolest that are very, 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 very hard, very hears. They are coolest in the olam of Teres HaNigle, and you doicha all of this because you feel that Teres HaNistar of having sensitivity to the neshama is haskedima. All right, I don't know what to say. You know, this is not none of my business. But the Gedolei Yisrael have very, very different opinion on this matter. Rav Moshe was very, very strong on this. There are no funerals to take place on the first in Chutz Laretz on Yom Tov in today's day and age. Hasidim, they do it all the time. They do it all the time. Elu v'elu. So that is in a nutshell of what's going on over here.
When you say Yom Tov, you mean the first day or the second day also?
Both days, first and second day. It says in the Gemara. The Gemara says Yom Tov Rishon al yidei amimin. A body can be buried through a goy. Let the goy do everything. You don't touch. Let the goy do every detail. The Yom Tov Sheni al yidei Yisrael. How do we come to that discussion? Because here it says, here's another example. Maybe it's the only other example. So what do you see from this? That Chazal, even though they told us that Yom Tov Sheni has the full status as Yom Tov for every single halacha, Yom Tov Sheni, you don't wear tefillin. You daven the nusach of Yom Tov. There's no difference between Yom Tov Rishon and Yom Tov Sheni. The only exception is when it comes to burial. It can be done through a Jew. And Moshe says that doesn't apply today. Here is another example where you find that Yom Tov Sheni is different than Yom Tov Rishon, another leniency, and that is if a person has a bad dream on the night of the first day of Yom Tov, and he fasts by day of the first day Yom Tov, and now he wants to fulfill Chazal's takana of Yeshev, a tainis litanisoi, that you shall fast as a way to achieve atonement for the sin of fasting on a holy day. And when you have the second day that you want to fast is Chol HaMoed, or Chanukah, or Purim, or Yom Tov Rishon, the halacha is you do not fast on the second day. You do not immediately fulfill the halacha of Yeshev, Tainis L'Tanisai. There is an exception. The exception is that if the second day is going to be Yom Tov Sheni Shel Goliyos, then yes, you are allowed to be Yeshev a Tainis L'Tanisai on that day. And as I explained, when do you have that situation? Three times. The three times are Shevihi Shel Pesach. If a person has a bad dream on the seventh day of Pesach at night, so what do you do? I'm sorry, on the sixth day, right, the seventh day of Pesach at night, so then you're going to fast on Shevihi Shel Pesach. You're allowed to fast on Acharon Shel Pesach to fulfill the takana of Yeshev Tainis L'Tanisai. Person has a bad dream on the night of the seventh day of Sukkot, he's allowed to fast on Shemini Atzeres, which means you have Shemini Atzeres because it's Yom Tov Sheni, and likewise the second day of Shavuos, but not on the first day of Pesach, and not on the second, on the first day of Sukkot, because those days, even though the second day is in Chanami is Yom Tov Sheni, but if it's not Yom Tov Sheni, it's still at least Chol HaMoed, and in Chol HaMoed we just learned you're not allowed to fast. This is a very important halacha. Next halacha. Me.
My father was just doing Shvishal Pesach.
Yes.
And I had well to say, well, you should to make the
funeral on Acharon Shel Pesach. So what happened?
The thing is, it was a Shabbos. It was like.
Oh, Shabbos can do.
So I said.
Shabbos can do.
He was very. I said, well, you're going to do it now and then come back by Shabbos.
Oh, you wanted to do the funeral on Shavuot Shel Pesach,
yeah.
and be finished before Shabbos.
Yeah, there's no way they're going to do that. And I said.
So what can you possibly do then? You can't do it.
Yeah. So.
So what happened?
We didn't do it.
You waited until Sunday.
Yeah. Well, I wasn't going to do it anyway. So the Eshki Shabbos, I don't want to Eshki Shabbos. Why can't I wait till after Yom Kippur? I'm relatives
that come. Right, exactly. Moshe holds.
You wake up Shabbos, you had a bad dream. Can you say, I'll wait till Sunday to.
You can if you want, but you're not supposed to. You can because these are in matters of Kabbalah, so no one really knows. But what the impression you get and what it says is the you do it right away because the success of the Chazal, of the fast is like fire to flax is when you do it right away. You do it right away. Look, I always tell you this drush. There are three different things Chazal gave us to do for dreams. A person has a bad dream. Chazal told us there are three things. Hatavas chalayim. You go to shul and you get a hold of three of your best friends.
You can't do that on Shabbos because it's a bezin.
Why can't you do it on Shabbos?
Because you can't have a bezin on Shabbos.
Why can't you have a bezin on Shabbos?
Why can't you have a bezin at night? You can't have a bezin on Shabbos.
It's not a real bezin. It's not a real. You can't do Atovas Chalayim on Shabbos? I'm not familiar. Why not? Why can't you do Atovas Chalayim? If you can fast on Shabbos, you can't have Atovas Chalayim on Shabbos? I'm not familiar with that. I think you can do Atovas Chalayim on Shabbos. I'm not aware that you cannot do Atovas Chalayim on Shabbos. I believe you can.
Can you do that?
No.
Atovas Dharma on Shabbos. You could also do it with the Yavit. person needs to do something on Shabbos, which he cannot because he made a neder.
If you didn't take Truma Meiser,
that's a different halacha. That's a halacha. It's a whole Gemara. That's a different sugya. That's a different sugya. Shoyel al Heg, there's a different sugya. There are takonis. There's a special halacha put into motion and established if you didn't think of Truma Meiser. Talk about a dream. Chazal gave a person, we always say this over, three techniques to deal with bad dreams. Number one, Hatovas Chaloim. It's in the Siddur, it's in the article Siddur. You get three of your friends, good friends, and you read in this whole page. They say something, you say something, they say something, you say something. I just do this all the time. The guy next to me in yeshiva is a nervous fellow, and once a month, he says he wants to meet, he says, he needs to do Hatovas Chaloim. First time, I used to do it, then I told him, I have to go to the morning koilo, I can't be late. And he was so insulted. Whoa. He was so insulted, so I made up my mind, Mikanul Haba, you'll have to wait. Mikanul Haba, I'm not going to insult him anymore. If he wants to do it, it means so much to him, I'm not going to insult him. I'll stick around. So he does it, he hasn't done it in a while, Baruch Hashem. But he used to do this very often. That's number one. Number two, what else should you do? You wait until Birchas Kohanim on Yom Tov,
right.
And you say the Yehi Ratzon.
So you can wait.
Yeah. Oh, you can wait. If you want to do the Yehi Ratzon, and the third thing to do is if you live in Eretz Yisrael, you don't have to wait. You can do it by Shachar because every day there's Birchas Kohanim. Every day, or you can go to a Sfarish minyan. Go to a Sfard minyan, and they do it every day also. They do every day by the Sfardim. They do Birchos Kohanim every single day. Yeah.
Two things. I think today. Of course, it's very different. When you have a dream, there's a good chance you forget about it.
It means nothing. Chazal say forget about the dream. It's just we think about it 100%. 100%. We're talking about a person. Yeah. We're talking about a person that, for whatever reason, unknown to us, it bothers him.
Right. Yeah. Right.
Okay. If it bothers you. Most people have bad dreams, it doesn't bother them.
No,
you don't even remember them, it's what you thought about. Today, we're not on a level, it's arrogant, it's gaiva to think that we're on a level where in heaven they're going to communicate with us. Okay, who do we think we are? You think you're worthy that in Shemayim, you're able to reach these lofty channels. And they're going to communicate with you in Shemayim and tell you and give you and communicate with you. It's almost a gaiva to think today that your dreams have any meaning. However, speak for yourself. Okay, speak for yourself. There are people that will tell you that no, they had a dream. They really had a communication and it really bothers them to the core. That's right. If it bothers you, that's right. Take care of it. How do you take care of it? Fast. Or Hatovas Chaloim. Or Yehi Ratzon, go to the Birchos Kohanim, you stay by the Yehi Ratzon. Three different techniques to annul a bad dream. Yeah.
I think there's one more. When you ask somebody to interpret it,
that's very interesting.
You always interpret it for good.
I like that. That's very nice. To interpret. You ask someone to interpret it.
Yeah.
But the truth is that Hatovas Chaloim, I think Hatovas Chaloim in essence is that. I think interpreting the dream, if you look at the nuschois of the psukim of Hatovas Chaloim, maybe I'm wrong, that's what Hatovas Chaloim is. Hatovas Chaloim is the dream that you saw is a good dream. It's an interpretation of a good dream. What it seems bad to you, we're going to turn around and twist to make that dream into a better dream. Now, I like to go further with this idea and say, in the nusach of the Yehi Ratzon, what do we say in the nusach of Yehi Ratzon? Yehi Ratzon melefanecha Hashem elokai v'elokai v'asai. All the dreams should be for good, whether I had a dream about myself. Bein shechalamti al acherim, u'bein shecholmu acherim olai. Someone had a dream about me. Now what about if someone had a dream about someone else? How come we don't mention that? None of your business. It's none of your business. It's your business if you had a dream about yourself, if you had a dream about someone else, or if someone had a dream about you. Because you are in the picture in all three dreams. But what about the fourth situation where someone had a dream about someone else? How come we do not pray for those people? And the answer is, it's none of your business what Reuven is dreaming about Shimon. So don't pray, because you don't belong there. Mind your own business.
But, yeah, yep. You know what, the Abarbanel makes a point, what he said, he discusses that, and he says, it's you got to ask him, I mean, obviously it's a Vayeshev, but he says, who has the Nevuah? If you say, Kol HaChalomos, Holech, Achara Peh, Achara Yisrael, so who has the Nevuah to interpret it good? How could it be that you interpret it good and comes out good? Of course, there were certain people who had the talent to interpret a dream properly. There were 24 people in Yerushalayim, and you went to them. Because, in other words, you can't just say Holech Achara Peh to anybody, because what does that mean? So who had the Nevuah, the person who had the dream, or the person who's interpreting the dream is the one that knows what? He understands the dream with the Nevuah. Who? Who are you talking about
here? Yeah, I can.
So he says that therefore it has to be the person who's interpreting the dream. If you want to say that the Gemara said, it has to be the person who's interpreting it.
Okay, now, so there are three types of dreams. So I personally feel it's very interesting is that there are three solutions to dreams. Ze l'uma ze bara Elokim. If you have a, when do you fast? When do you go for hatovas chalayim? And when do you say the yihi ratzon? Well, the easiest thing to do is to say the yihi ratzon. You know when you say the yihi ratzon? When you dream about yourself. Who do you think you are? You think it's so important? You think it's so important? Mm-hmm. When you dream about yourself, so then you say the yihi ratzon and you're done. When someone dreams about you, that's a little more serious. Someone comes to you and they say, you know, I had a dream about you. Really? that's already a higher madrega. That's a higher madrega. I know my grandfather, I always told my grandfather that he once was going to invest a lot of money. He didn't have any money, but he was going to give money to someone as an investment. Someone that he knew very, very well. Someone he knew very well had what appeared to be a rock solid business venture. And he out of the goodness of his heart, he told my grandfather, invest with me, let's invest. It'll be very good. He was very close to my grandfather. And it was solid as can possibly be. Any financial advisor would say, go for it. And my grandfather was about to give a significant amount of money to invest in a certain, what I don't even know what it was. And someone came to my grandfather in shul after davening, and he said, you know, I had a dream that you're in, and this is not about myself. This is not like, you know, he knew what was going on. So he had no shaykhis to anything. I had a dream that you're going to give money to someone, and they told me in the dream to tell you don't do it. Spooky, right?
Yeah.
And the way, I don't know the details before my time, but the way my mother, my great, like this is like a person that's totally out of the blue, not a person that knows anything that's going on, at least so it seems. And he was shaken up, he did not give the money, and the end was, all the money was lost. Had my grandfather given the money, he would have gone, he would have lost everything. I had a sequel, a different type of story, someone in my father's shul, he once told me, it was a very, very interesting story, it was spooky, he says to me that he was once going to invest a lot of money, not a rich man person, he's not a wealthy man at all, was going to invest a lot of money in something which he felt was very, very, so very responsible person. Pump, some people, you know who this person is. And he came to my father, and he needed heter iska, like the shal of ribis, and there were other complicated shalas. It was a very complicated transaction, and he wanted my father to go over all the matters with the heter iska, v'chulu, and he told him that my father was not quick enough. He says he has to look into it, and he's busy, and he'll take care of it, and he has to get everything in order and understand what's going on exactly. And he says that my father basically was a poshea. He did not, a good rabbi would have done it immediately. You drop whatever you're doing, and the balabas, customer comes first. You take care of your customers on the spot. customer service, right? Good customer service. Like Amazon, you don't want to get bad ratings on Amazon. Good customer service. And my father was not swift enough. He dilly-dallied until he got everything in order. And then by the time my father got everything in order, he just didn't do it. The opportunity could be passed. The opportunity to invest passed. So he said to me, had he invested, he would have lost his house. That's how bad it would have been. He told me as a fact, he would have to have sold his house to make up the loss. So he says, my father's, he calls it like negligence, okay? I don't think my father, was very busy, whatever it was, because my father was not swift in getting everything together, that basically saved his house. He would have really lost a lot of money. So interesting, the Ribbono Shel Olam works in strange ways. You don't know how Hashem is helping you out. Let's continue this idea. If someone, three times of dreams, you for yourself, someone about you, and you about someone else. Three different techniques. Hatavas Chalayim, you say what it says in the Siddur. You say the Hiratza. Hatavas Chalayim is a big deal. You need three people, right? Got to get three people together. You say the Hiratza, you do it yourself. You don't know what's going on. Fasting, oh, that's painful. So I want to say, is that when you dream about yourself, who do you think you are? Go in front of the Kohanim, say the Yehiratzon, you're done. If someone comes to you and says, I had a bad dream about you, you're in trouble. You better get three people together after davening and say, someone had a bad dream about me, lav dafka, I had about myself, and I want to be native that chaloyim. Or bring the guy, take the guy with you, grab him with you, and have him sit there and have him be native the chaloyim. And the third time when you fast, you know when you fast? When you have a bad dream about someone else. If you wake up in the morning and you had a dream that something horrible happened to someone else, then you fast. That's the priority. Someone else comes first. Yourself. Don't worry about yourself. Hashem will take care of you. Yeah. When someone is telling you about you, what's happening to you, that's a consideration because that's you in society. Three different techniques, l'chayi, you can match up the three different mahalchim versus the three different types of dreams. Let's finish up this halacha one very quickly. Mishim is very important. These two halachas are very important. Mishim is signed up a Shabbos time. Let's say perhaps a Friday night I have a bad dream. A bad dream, and it bothers you very, very much. So you fast. Lo yispalel in yono. Do not say any of the yihi ratzins. You may have in your bookcase a whole book on tefillos and bakashos, tefillos, what to say when you have a bad dream. Don't say anything. On Shabbos, it's bad enough that you're fasting. Don't add more tefillos, yihiratzons, bakashos, tefillos on Shabbos. Ki lo yuchalayim abiyom mitzayim, and don't say anenu, also don't say anenu, ki lo yuchalayim abiyom mitzayim taniseinu v'tzor g'doy la'anachnu, ki lo yitachin lo makeim b'Shabbos. That's not right. It's not correct to say these things on Shabbos, so if you're going to fast, you can fast. Tainis chalayim is mutter. But don't say anenu, and don't add to the nuschos. Next, now this last two lines, it's cryptic. There's a whole question as to the girsa. I have a very hard time translating the words. I'll taste what it means basically in the bare bones what it means. And it's nogeh aloch lemaisa when asara b'teves ischal lihi yois b'shabes. Again, the words are not clear. Kishachal b'shishi yoim tainis. Shekari mai vayichal. When you fast on Friday. The only time we fast on Friday is when Asara B'Teves comes out on Friday. Because it says in the Pasuk the word Be'etzem Hayoim Hazeh. Oz, Toiv Shlo Yelchu Mibod Yoim Lebeis HaKnesses. He writes here, you should not go Mibod Yoim Lebeis HaKnesses. You should not go, what does that mean? It's not so clear what it means, I'll show you the words. Period, I'm putting a period over there. V'yoichlu Mibod Yoim. And you should eat while it's still day. It's good to delay and be mashlim. Now again, there's a big question as to the girsan. I struggle with this forever, trying to figure out different ways to translate these words. After everything said and done, my mind is all confused. But basically, from the commentators, it means one thing very simple. It means on a Friday, when you fast on Friday, you are allowed to break your fast before Shabbos begins. We don't do that today for some reason. But me'ikar hadin, people, this is a mistake people make. They think that when you fast, you have to fast to the very end. People wait, oh, what time is it? Yeah, I'm briska. 45 minutes, you're going to break the fast? No, I'm a machmi. I'm going to wait until 72 minutes, 90 minutes. It's a mishigas. You don't have to break a fast. The fast ends at the end. There's no din in fasting. You have to be mashlim the day. When you fast, when you're within range. Once already you're close to the end of the day, it's already, I don't know what the zmanim are. That's why we were machmir today, because we don't really have a tape, we don't have really a real feel for this. But when you get towards already, it's already an hour before Shkia, the sun is going down, you can fast already. When Chazal were masaking fast days, me'ikar hadin, I'm saying it was shocking. People you hear this, you say, what are you saying? You're crazy for saying this. Where do you get this from? But this is what it says in the Chazal. It says, when Chazal was sacking the fast day, not Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is different. Yom Kippur is different. Yom Kippur, you have to go to the very end of the day. But when you fasted, even the Dalit Soymais, you're supposed to fast the majority of the day. From the beginning of the day, all the way until the morning, the afternoon, Chatzos, Mincha Gedoyla, Mincha Kitana. And once already you see the day is coming to an end, the sun is beginning to set, you're finished. You fasted today. What? What are you going to gain waiting another few minutes? The majority of the day is what the Chazal wanted you to do, and you can now eat. Now, we don't do that because we don't do it for whatever reason. But there is an afkamina, and that is when a fast day takes place on Friday. It is asur to enter into Shabbos in a state of hunger. It's a zilzul for the sanctity of Shabbos. So then you fall back on the letter of the law. You should break your fast before Shabbos begins. You don't have a meal. You don't have a meal right before Shabbos begins, but break your fast. So you should come into Shabbos in a proper frame of mind. You're hungry. I'm very hungry. I only ate. People go after time is over. They have in shul sometimes a piece of cake. Mm-hmm. Some shuls, someone brings in, I don't know, they put in some juice, some cake. Okay, so does that mean you're done? You're not going to go home and eat a dinner? Maybe not. I don't know. Not so bad. Watch your weight and don't get carried away. But most people, I think, who go when they take a piece of cake in shul, when they go home, they sit down to a meal. So, same thing. Shabbos is coming to an end. You can take a piece of cake before Shabbos begins to break your fast, so you should not enter in Shabbos in a state of nevel. So that was the Do not go to the Beis HaKnesses to daven mincha, a mincha that's going to lead into Ma'ariv. You're going to daven mincha, you're going to finish mincha, and now, you're going to start l'chun ranana. You don't want to do that. You're hungry. You just finished mincha. You're starving. Don't go mib'odyom to the Beis HaKnesses to daven first. Daven mincha. And mincha is now going to lead into ma'ariv. It's not correct. Instead, daven mincha early. V'yoichlo mib'odyom. And eat a little bit. Eat a little bit. Before Shabbos begins. 10 minutes before sunset. Period. Now, I think what he means now is, let's say you fast on Thursday. Mayor, this really comes into what you wanted to say. Let's say you want to fast on, let's say you have a bad dream. A bad dream Thursday night, Wednesday night. So you fast Thursday. No, I'm sorry. It doesn't make sense. Let's say a bad dream Thursday night. So when are you going to fast? Friday. I'm going to have my tiniest chaloim Friday. It would be better then to delay your tainus chaloim. What do you mean? If you can fast on Shabbos itself, certainly you can fast on Friday, right? So I don't know what he means. So maybe what he means is that on Thursday, it's not clear what he means here. Maybe what he means is that Thursday was Yom Tov. Thursday was Yom Tov. Or was Chanukah. Put me a lot of have a tainus chaloim on Yom Tov. Or on a Chanukah Purim, it was a Yom Tov. And now on Friday, I'm coming to do the Hashlama. I'm coming to do the Tainis Litanisai. Oh, don't do a Tainis Litanisai on a Friday, because you're getting yourself into trouble. You're going to fast all the way to the end of the day. That's not respectful for Shabbos. You're going to stop early. When exactly should you stop? Where do you draw the line? It's not so clear where to stop. So it's one thing if it's the Iker Tainis on Friday, you have a choice. But if this is only your Tainis Litanisoi, you know what? You can wait to be Mekayim the Tainis Litanisoi for Sunday. I think that's what it means. After struggling with this paragraph, I think that's what it means to say. Okay, we're going to stop here. I think a very short break. I don't want to go so long. I want to talk about a very, very good topic. A lot of good stuff on this, on topic of Ze Keli V'Anveyu. Okay, just a very short break, because we have to discuss some very important things.
It's not talking about Tefillin.
Kor Pesach.
Yeah.
Rashi says,
Machlokes. Yeah.
Two Machlokes, the Gemara, the Gemara, the Gemara.
It's the whole Inyan. That's
it's a very funny Nusach.
No, because you had said that Tefillin, no, you had once said in Shia that Chassid Shalom, you shouldn't put on your Tefillin every day, but still that wasn't meant
some,
to be.
Some Taka say, Miyam Yamima means it's Tefillin, and it means just like when you tie Miyam Yamim to mean year to year, once a year, occasionally.
Right.
Machlokes, the Gemara. Is the Yomim going on Tefillin, or is it going on the Karban Pesach? If it's going on Karban Pesach, so what's the translation?
Right.
Okay, once a year. Miyomim Yomima, occasionally once a year.
It's the whole
if it's going on Tefillin, it means daily.
Right.
Who says? Maybe it's going on Tefillin. And when it says Miyom Yomima, means occasionally.
I understood what you meant, but he says it's absolutely...
Going on what? On Karban Pesach.
Karban Pesach.
And it means once a year.
He says the whole thing, because everything you do, the whole parsha is all about...
Well, the Gemara, the Gemara is a fair,
celebrating Pesach.